Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Now, really interesting, the fact that tomorrow we've got a bit of a lunch, which is going to be fantastic. We enjoy the Currumbin rissole. We're going down there just to have a little bit of a spot to eat because we've got Gimme Five for Kids as well at the moment. So we're down at the Tweed Hospital and we thought, well, if we're heading home, we may as well go via there.
I've eaten like a budgie all week to save up for this.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And every week I get an email from the coach, Boston's footy coach, and, of course, it reads, do you want to do, because the coaches do a magnificent job, and we've got Matty Primus on from the Gold Coast Suns later on talking about hashtag thanks coach, and we want to try and get around some of our junior sports coaches because they do a great job and a lot of effort goes into it. But every week we get an email and asking, can you be the timekeeper? Can you be the water boy, the boundary umpire? So, I'm the boundary umpire of Boston's, my young son's footy team. Mm. And I just run the boundary one side and run from one end to the other, throwing the ball in. But of course, after our lunch tomorrow, Boston's got a game tomorrow night.
That is ridiculous, Friday nights.
Yeah, it is. I don't like junior sport. I've mentioned this before. Should only be between 8 a.m. And 12 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. Outside of that, no time for junior sport. But it's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So after a long lunch, I'm supposed to run the boundary. And I've waved the white flag. I said, I don't think I'm going to be any... I shouldn't be running the boundary of junior sport.
You prepared earlier.
I prepared earlier.
Yeah.
And so, as I said to Boston, I said, there's only one person who can take my place. And that's your mum.
Oh, no.
Sheree can't run, right? And it reminds me of Joe the cameraman when he said, can't bat, can't bowl.
Yes.
Sheree can't run, can't throw the ball in. And Dad's like, Boston's like, Dad, you can't do this to me. And I said, mate, that's the only option. I've committed to boundary umpire. I said, they're relying on us. So I said, your mum has to do it. And he goes, Dad, she cannot throw the ball in. She doesn't even know what a boundary umpire does. I said, boss, it's a family thing. Just let her do it. Give her a go. Help her out. And he goes, Dad, I've hurt my hamstring. I can't play.
I need you blokes to honour the fact that women, we have to buy a lot of stuff to just look half decent. We got to buy stuff. We got to buy stuff for our skin, stuff for our faces, makeup, stuff. And then if you go to a certain beauty salon or something and you get something done, like I recently just had my first microdermabrasion or whatever.
Yeah.
But then and everyone wants to sell you, but what do you mean you don't use this? But you need a primer before you put this on and you need this SPF cream that's worth $119.
The smaller the tube.
You need this. Oh.
The more expensive.
Exactly.
I
get that.
No, it is true.
I wouldn't say it's only a female thing. I think there's a couple of males that should take it on board.
Yeah, and I think that's fine.
Don't look at me.
I think that if a guy totally is into his, his looks and wants to use some cream, that's fine, but don't use ours because it is very expensive. And ladies, it was easy. It was easy in our 20s. I know we look back and go, why did we even worry about a little tiny, tiny wrinkle? But I remember just a quick smattering of oil of Eulan in the day.
Yes.
That was it. Off to bed. Not now. Because everyone bullies you into products. You need it.
What do you mean you don't use it?
What do you mean you don't put SPF on your face every day? Because any tiny ray of sunshine will just turn your face into a raisin. You freak out. So you start buying all this stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go through before I go to bed, shall we?
Okay, yeah. Oh, please.
All right. First of all, you cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And then every second night, exfoliate, which gets rid of all the dead skin cells. Then you tone, which helps tighten your pores.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you moisturise. But you don't just moisturise. No. No. There's eye cream. There's a particular wrinkle cream. And then you have a lip balm, which is just specifically for that. And you put a body butter on the whole body. And then you've got the extra dry shea butter, and that's good for elbows and knees.
Yes.
You're putting that on.
Oh, boy.
Then you've got the hand cream, which is a nice, thick, different cream. You couldn't put that on any putty body. No, you have to buy that specifically for your hands. Then there's the vitamin C serum. Then there's the organic oil. Then there's the retinol. Then there's the hydrate oil, which has got hyaluronic acid in it.
Of course.
There's the hemorrhoid cream for the bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. You put that on for your bags under your eyes.
Good.
And then when you're my age, then all of a sudden you top it off with a bit of cortisone cream on the end of your nose because you've got rosacea. I mean, seriously, by that stage, I go to bed, I get 5 minutes sleep, my alarm goes off.
Ridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.